All right, there you have it. Kevin Shapiro coming to you from the archives. That was December 13th, 1997, from the Pepsi Arena, Albany, New York, the so-called Bring the Dude show. Seemed like a good track for this time in the afternoon here at Super Bowl IX. We're broadcasting on The Bunny on Sirius XM, Jam On Radio, LiveFish.com, and WRCE Watkins Glen Radio. I'm winding down toward the end of my last shift during this festival. I certainly look forward to the next one. And thank you all for tuning in. It's been great. We're rocking it back here on The Bunny. We hope you're feeling the same way. Getting ready for sets 7 and 8 of Super Bowl IX. And hopefully a safe and happy Independence Day as well. I am very, very lucky to be joined in the studio right now by my good friend and colleague, John Altshuler, the live mix engineer for LiveFish.com, as well as a number of our recent archive releases, Live in Utica and the Alpine Valley DVD sets, as well, and Coral Sky.
Yeah.
Right? Is that everything?
Coral Sky.
And Trey's amazing string
The Scorchio
project.
Quintet.
The Scorchio Quintet. And
Tab at the Tab.
Come a little closer. And Tab at the Tab, and a long list of achievements, really, with the band going back as far as Nectar.
Picture of Nectar, yeah. It started, I guess, in early 1990 when I got the opportunity to work with them. It's been a long road. There was a big hiatus for me, a little longer than the 4 years, but it's good to be back. And the last couple of years has been a lot of fun to be able to get reacquainted with all the music and the intense repertoire.
Yeah. There's a few things to think about. John actually had to pull some interesting acrobatics last night. There's so much else I want to ask him about. I won't go too into it, but to make the ball square jam happen.
Oh, that was an interesting situation. I must say to everybody out there, when you get as an engineer, when you see the input list as, okay, DI 1 through 14, and you kind of say, okay, ready, set, go. But in my opinion, it kind of came off. I enjoyed it. There were definitely great moments. I thought the Sleeping Monkey was really
incredible. In fact, I tried to get my hands on that content for a couple reasons today, and they couldn't get it to me fast enough for any of the great things that I could try to do with it today.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I'm sure something will happen eventually.
Maybe we'll see the stripes at the next Live Fish.
Exactly. And I actually want to point out with that, as weird as it is for me, there's a Live Fish showing of some content that we compiled also that's about to be going down on the big screen here at Super Bowl IX. So if you're on site and you can walk away from The Bunny, maybe pop by that big screen and check out some of that work as well by our crew. So John is our, as a Live Fish remote engineer, is really is turning the knobs behind the mixes of these great Live Fish mixes that have been coming down, as well as a lot of few things I presented to you this weekend, the Darien Jam, the incredible Waves technical rehearsal.
It's an amazing opportunity to just to archive everything, and sometimes magic happens before the doors open, sometimes after, sometimes, well, most of the time during, you know.
But it's
great. I look forward to doing a lot more.
That's awesome. We take it where we can get it. John, can you explain real quickly a little bit about how you actually capture the signal? It's done remote, backstage, wherever they put you. But can you kind of give the 1 minute rundown to people who might be interested in how the mix happens?
Okay. Basically, the 1 minute rundown is every microphone on stage is split three directions. One goes to the front of house, which you hear live out in the audience. One goes to the monitor, and that's what the band hears on stage. And then one goes to me. So it's a complete split out. And then we have 7 audience microphones around, which I get to mix in, which is used kind of exclusively by me. They don't need any more audience. You guys are loud enough. Thank you. And then I do a recording, like a full multi-track recording, but then also do a live mix at the time. So try to get my balances as good as Gary gets them to you, and so that you can kind of take them home. That's basically the 1 minute rendition of it. I have a long 350-foot umbilical cord. So sometimes, like here, I'm in a little bread truck behind the stage. Sometimes I'm in a room, and it's a lot of fun.
But you do get at least you do get a video monitor, so you can watch the. So you can see the show happen.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah, John's Live Fish Mix Room is, front of house, dead center is my favorite place to be, but my second favorite for sure is John's Mix Room during a show. It sounds nice in there. Anyway, John, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. And everybody, keep listening.
Keep listening. John Altshuler from Chiller Sound. He's an old friend of mine. I want to point out real quick while he's here that we met at the New Odd, the Worcester New Odd, on December 31st, 1991. I'm not sure John was working particularly at that show.
Yep, but I must say I was very fortunate back then because I patched the board.
Right, so I was looking for an audience patch, and my friend Pete, who's out there listening, hopefully, said, oh yeah, my friend John can give you a patch, and he did, out of AKG 451s, I think.
Yep.
And I wondered, well, how is he set up inside the front of house position with Paul? And then I saw the soundboard feed too, to another deck. He didn't patch me out of that one.
The Matrix was on back in 91.
Back in 91, the Matrix. Keep your ears out for the new
odd. 451s are in use today here at Watkins Glen. So there you go.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Thanks again, John.
Okay.
And keep on making them sing for us.
Thanks. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thanks. All right, Kevin Shapiro from the Archives on Sirius XM Jam On. I'm going to play you another track from 1999 and then a couple more before I roll on out of here. So I also want to remind real quick while I'm here, don't forget to stop by the Water Wheel Table. They're working with some great local causes, as always, and they provide a real conduit for the community and a real caring and conscientious face for the organization. So we want to thank them for all their good work. Maddie, Little Trey, go see Little Trey at the Water Wheel Table, and those guys will take care of you. Here's this track from 99. We'll keep it rolling. This is from the Archives on the Bunny. Enjoy.